Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation. Michael Savage filling in for Michael Savage today. I'm sorry to tell you I'm here and not here. You know, last night after dinner, I have four dogs, and one of them is the mascot of the Savage Nation, little Teddy. He's 16 years old this March. Lovely little guy. You know, we all love our pets. Had him for 16 some odd years, and he's largely blind and deaf. It's kind of sad. But he, you know, hangs out with the other dogs, doesn't know anything's wrong with him. And he does the best he can. He kind of follows them around. The little ones lead him around, you know. So we fed him meat. And all of a sudden, I turn around after my glass of wine, and there's Teddy trying to mount this two-pound teacup poodle we have. I said, "What are you doing, Teddy? Both of them were removed 2 years ago. Your chestnuts were cut off, man. You had cancer. What are you doing?" And I thought, you know, he has phantom chestnuts, my dog. Because, you know, if you lose an arm or a leg, God forbid, I hear that you still think you feel like you have an arm. They're called phantom arms and phantom legs. And so Teddy had phantom chestnuts. And it got me to think about the phantom constitution that we have right now and the phantom Bill of Rights. Of course, we have a phantom budget. It's not real. We make believe we have a budget. Trump just prints money along with Pelosi and McConaughey. Phantom Bill of Rights. We know we have a phantom media. It's not real. It's a fake media. You call it fake, I call it phantom. And then on the Democrat side, we have a phantom Democrat candidate. He's not even real. So I'm saying, you know, Teddy's phantom chestnuts were quite telling to me. It made me think about all the other phantom issues that we have now in the Savage Nation. And speaking of a phantom budget, have you seen the second round of coronavirus stimulus that she's calling for, crazy Pelosi? Another $3 trillion. I'll read it to you. You'll never believe what's in there. Well, you'll believe it, given that it's her. Notice her face is shinier than ever. What is she putting on her skin? A phantom budget like this. Did you know that she snuck in bailout checks for illegal aliens in there? I'm not making any of this up. Bailout checks for non-citizens are written in the bill that they're voting on right now. Voting on it right now. But if you think that's bad, how about the phantom constitution that we have? I saw President Trump's speech this morning about his glowing presentation about the vaccine, and I was getting angrier and angrier by the second as he talked about rolling out the military to get the vaccine out. Operation Warp Speed will use our military to get the vaccine out. And then he brought out the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, excited to deliver the vaccine. I'm saying, no, not over my cold, dead arm. See, I don't have a phantom arm. I have a real arm. They're not putting a vaccine in me. So I'm saying, is this going to be mandatory? Would you say, oh, come on, Trump didn't say it's mandatory. Let me talk about that for a minute. Let me talk about that for a minute, because it will be mandatory. And I'll tell you right now, even if they say it's not mandatory, just as the fascist Democrat state governors have taken away our freedom of assembly, et cetera, stolen our Bill of Rights, they will force us through the states to have had a vaccine in order to fill in the blank, go to a restaurant, go to a beach. Maybe the fascist police will even stop your car at checkpoints, as they did in East Germany under fascism, fascist communism, same thing. Maybe there'll be checkpoints and you'll have to show a vaccination card. Because even if the president says it's not mandatory to take my Glaxo vaccine that I'm creating for you, if you don't have it, the states may not permit you to even be on their highways. So here is President Trump in clip number two. Tell me what you think.
We're mobilizing our military and other forces, but we're mobilizing our military on the basis that we do have a vaccine. You know, it's a massive job to give this vaccine. Our military is now being mobilized. So at the end of the year, we're going to be able to give it to a lot of people very, very rapidly.
Really? Step right up for your vaccine. What if I don't want the Glaxo vaccine because it's dangerous and ineffective? Am I allowed to say drop dead? What, do I have to stand at my doorstep with a loaded shotgun when they come to me with a vaccine in their hand? So, okay, what is going on here? So I'm saying Trump is boasting about a vaccine distributed by the military. Would you take it or fight back? And that got an awful lot of response on my Twitter feed. I got to tell you that. As did this. Pelosi sneaking in bailout checks for illegal aliens. Is this what Democrats stand for? America last? Just like ancient Rome when the barbarians split the nation in two? If you care to comment on either of those topics or anything else that's your pebble in the shoe, here on the Savage Nation, the phone number is 855-400-7282-855-400-SAVAGE. And if you're listening to this show on the stream rather than on a radio station, you can still call the same number and talk to us. And if you do get through Jim Verde, our call screener extraordinaire, you will reach and be heard by more people than you've met in your entire life. Think about the power of talk radio. 855-400-7282. So what is in the second round of coronavirus stimulus checks in the bill that you don't know anything about? Well, I think we need to jump cut right to Mitch McConnell, who's a real clever game player, makes believe he's not a Democrat. He is a Democrat, isn't a Democrat. Listen to what he says in clip 24. Listen to this one.
This week, the speaker published an 1,800-page seasonal catalog of left-wing oddities. So here we go again. Here we go again. It includes a massive tax code giveaway to high earners in blue states. Working families are struggling to put food on the table, but House Democrats are prioritizing millionaires on the coast. It would print another round of checks specifically for, listen to this, illegal immigrants. Another round of checks for illegal immigrants. Can you believe it, Madam President? We forgot to have the Treasury Department send money to people here illegally. My goodness, what an oversight. Thank goodness Democrats are on the case.
How do you feel about Pelosi sneaking in bailout checks for illegal aliens? Huh? How do you feel about that? How do you feel about the military coming to your house and saying, step right up for your vaccine? Do you agree with me that states would use the military or state national guards to enforce the vaccine on you, whether you take it or not? They will prohibit you from certain activities without a vaccine card. Do you hear what's coming? We have lost our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our budget. We have lost our media a long time ago. We had lost our media a long time ago because if we had a media, they would have asked President Trump immediately, will the vaccine be mandatory? No one did because they're not that smart. Most people in the media, unfortunately, are not the smartest or the sharpest pencils in the pack, not the brightest bulbs in the light bulb store. They're on the level of, I would say, Don Lemon, plus or minus 10 watts. This is the Savage Nation. Again, the phone number is 855-400-7282. You know, there's another story I must talk about before I forget it. It hit me this morning and I did get frightened. I normally don't get frightened by the news because I expect the worst. Sunspots have disappeared. We're entering a new mini ice age. I said, wait a minute. Everything we've been telling you about the fraud of global warming turns out to be true on a scientific level. And it's a fact of science. Don't tell it to occasional cortex. She's incapable of it because she only functions with 50% of her dura mater. And she has no idea what we are talking about. We have been warning you that the global warming hoax is a hoax. And I've given you the science to support that. We also have warned you that we're not going into a warming phase. We're going into a cooling phase based on all scientific evidence. And so today I see that our sun has gone into lockdown, which could cause freezing weather, earthquakes, and famine, according to real scientists. Now, what are they making this based upon? The sun is currently in a period of solar minimum, meaning activity on its surface has fallen dramatically. And experts, as opposed to the fakers, believe we're about to enter the deepest period of sunshine recession ever recorded, as sunspots have virtually disappeared. Astronomer Dr. Tony Phillips said, quote, solar minimum is underway and it's a deep one. Sunspot counts suggest it is one of the deepest of the past century. The sun's magnetic field has become weak. allowing extra cosmic rays into the solar system. Now, excess cosmic rays pose a health hazard to astronauts and polar air travelers. They affect the electrochemistry of Earth's upper atmosphere and may help trigger lightning. And NASA scientists, fear this could be a repeat of the Dalton minimum, which you may have read about, which happened between 1790 and 1830, which led to periods of brutal cold, crop loss, famine, and powerful volcanic eruptions. Think of the Dickens novels. Think of Dickens novels about what England and London looked like during that cold phase of the Dalton minimum. And in that period, between the years 1790 and 1830, when there was a Dalton minimum, which this is reminiscent of, temperatures dropped by up to 2 degrees centigrade, that's 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit, over a 20-year period, devastating the world's food production. And on April 10, 1815, the second largest volcanic eruption in 2,000 years happened at Mount Tambora in Indonesia, killing at least 71,000 people. That also led to the so-called Year Without a Summer in 1816, also nicknamed 1800 and froze to death when there was snow in July. Now, so far this year, the sun has been blank with no sunspots 76% of the time, a rate surpassed only once before in the space age, last year when it was 77% blank. So you could say this is hysteria and just trying to scare people, or you can look at the science and say, wait a minute, what the heck is going on? We get hit with a pandemic. The economies are wiped out across the world. Now we're going into the equivalent of a Dalton minimum. So you have to ask yourself, is this God's will? And if it would be, in your mind, God's will, you don't even have to believe in God to understand that there is a God, because you didn't create yourself. But if you are a God-fearing person, and what do you make of this? We have the pandemic. We have a changing climate situation. It's not going to be hot but cold. And we are losing our freedoms literally in front of our eyes. What do you think God's message is here? Well, I have my own interpretation of it, and I can give it to you in 60 seconds or less. And I'm not going to say I'll give it to you after the break in order to pump your listenership. I'll give it to you right now. I believe, and I supported President Trump, and I will vote for him anyway over the communists on the other side. I believe President Trump epitomizes the end of a long era of excess. It doesn't mean he's a bad man. It means he's a representative of this age of excess. The gold plating, the excessiveness of the age of Trump is something we are all still living in. We're still living in the fumes of this age of excess. All the cars, all the vacations, all the houses, all the food, all the pornography, all the excessive entertainment. This is all an example of excess on the planet that will disappear in your lifetime, as sure as I'm sitting here. I'll be right back.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
The Savage Nation. It's Savage on Demand.
Now, here's a product I love because I've used it, a picture of me and Teddy. You ever hear of Paint Your Life? Look, these days it's not easy to get together with the people we love, but a great way to feel close to those who you can't be with is through a painting from this great company, Paint Your Life. Listen to me. If you're looking for a way to feel connected to loved ones when you can't be near, you've got to try paintyourlife.com. What is it? You get a professional hand-painted portrait created from any photo you send at a truly affordable price. You send them a photo. You then pick from a team of world-class artists on their website, and you work with the artist until every detail of that picture is perfect. Now, their user-friendly platform lets you order a custom-made hand-painted portrait in less than 5 minutes. Quick and easy process. Get a hand-painted portrait in about 3 weeks. And I have one of me and Teddy. Remember that book, Teddy and Me? You send any picture of yourself, your children, your family, a pet, a special place, or combine your photos. This makes the perfect birthday, anniversary, or Mother's Day gift. A painting from paintyourlife.com is meaningful, personal, and will be cherished forever. Paint Your Life portraits are a gift that will keep on giving. Now, at paintyourlife.com, there's no risk. Listen to this. If you don't love the final painting, you get your money back. Money refunded. Guaranteed. And right now, as a limited time offer, get 20% off your painting. You heard me right. It's the best time to do it. That's right. 20% off and free shipping. To get this special offer, text the word SAVAGE to 64000. That's SAVAGE to 64000. Text SAVAGE to 64000. Paint your life. Celebrate the moments that matter most. And remember this. I wish I could show you the picture of Teddy and me from that book cover. It's an oil painting that I got from Paint Your Life. You should get one for yourself of anything you want. Text SAVAGE to 64000. SAVAGE to 64000.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19.
Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this podcast.
When a vaccine is ready, the U.S. government will deploy every plane, truck, and soldier required to help distribute it to the American people as quickly as possible. America's blessed to have the most brilliant, talented doctors and researchers anywhere in the world. We have the mightiest military by far in the world. Our military is completely rebuilt. We have the mightiest military in the long history of humankind. We have the best and most devoted workers ever to walk the face of the earth.
Fabulous.
And now we're combining all of these amazing strengths for the most aggressive vaccine project in history.
Thank you, Bill Gates. I appreciate that. And without GlaxoSmith, where would we be without this vaccine? Now, it doesn't matter if it'll kill 20% of the population or make the disease worse. What matters is that you'll have your vaccine card. That's all that matters. John in Connecticut, line 7. Go ahead, please. You're the first up on this Savage Nation show today. Is he there? I'm saying go, and he's not there. I did it. Let's press it again. John, are you there? Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, hi, Dr. Savage. I listened to your monologue, which I do forever, and this Trump support for the vaccine. I'm speechless. I'm stuttering here. I can't believe, I don't know who to trust anymore. You know, we always had, I guess, the us and them, people that work, people that don't, 50-50 split throughout the country.
Right, I know. Now, who's us and who's them? Who's us and who's them? How about John, how about him printing money around the clock, satisfying the Democrat wish list? Tell me the difference between both parties.
It's too blurry at this point. I don't think there is one, frankly.
Well, now you know about my little analogy about a phantom chestnut on my teddy, my little teddy, and the phantom Bill of Rights. You see, of course, what I'm saying, right?
Seems so orchestrated. I know
it's starting to get that way. Now, we don't know whether it will be mandatory, but it doesn't matter whether it's mandatory because the states will impose a mandatory element to it, meaning, sure, it's not mandatory that the soldiers come to your door, pull you out, and inject you. No, you could say no, but then, okay, you can't go here, you can't go there, you can't go to a beach, you can't go to a restaurant, you can't go to a ball game. And maybe they'll stop you on highways for a vaccine card as you're driving around. All of our friends, the police, suddenly. How would that look to you? We'd be living in a nightmare world. And so I understand, maybe you understand my alarm at what we are facing right now. You know, we've heard the phrase the Democrats claim never let a crisis go to waste, right? But now we see the Republicans doing the same thing. They're not letting a crisis go to waste, are they? Tell me how the Republicans are not using the crisis of COVID-19, more specifically the SARS-CoV-19, more exactly the Wuhan virus. Tell me how the Republicans are also not using the Wuhan virus as a crisis to advance their agenda of spending like insanity. Because I don't see how this ends. You can't keep printing money without ramifications. The value of our dollar has probably dropped, my estimation, and it's a rough estimate, by 20% since the first stimulus bill, meaning your dollar is worth 20% less. Now, couple that with the cost of basic foodstuffs, meat, milk, you name it, even dairy. So your dollar value is down 20, 25% since this began. Now, crazy Nancy Pelosi, shiny face herself, wants $3 trillion more, and they're voting on it today. Think about it.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
Okay, you know I'm a car guy. You know I've had a Hellcat. And with the ever-increasing numbers of cars like Dodge, BMW, and Volkswagen, and models like the Hellcat, X3, and Jetta, it's now impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. We all know that. I'm a car guy, and I'm telling you, why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while a counter man orders the parts on his computer, choosing the only brand his warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com right in your home and in your pocket. One reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money that you could then use for other important things like the mortgage or food. Why would you choose to spend 30%, 50%, 100% more for the exact same auto parts in a chain store or a new car dealership when you could do it at home on your own computer? Now, you may not know this, but chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody, and reliably low they are. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. Does not require this. You could just do it yourself. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Just go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet sets. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks, delivered right to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. You can quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. But best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write SAVAGE in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. That's SAVAGE. They have an amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Don't stand online in an auto parts store and wait for the hostile clerk to get back to you. Go to rockauto.com.
All the parts your car will ever need.
Rock Auto.
All the parts your car will ever need.
Rockauto.com.
Hetty's Phantom Chestnuts. And America's Phantom Bill of Rights, America's Phantom Budget, America's Phantom Constitution, America's Phantom Media, America's Phantom Democrat Candidate. This is the Savage Nation. And I raised the questions. Illegal aliens would get stimulus checks under Pelosi's bill, shiny face Pelosi. Is there a woman in the house in the beauty trades who can tell me what she's putting on her skin that gives her this otherworldly look? What are they doing with her skin now? We know about the Botox. We can't joke about it. She's an older lady. We shouldn't pick on her just because the mascara is on her upper lids now and the lipstick is literally up to her nose. Okay, that happens. But what's the shiny from? What's the shiny face? What does that to a woman's face? How could this woman be the Speaker of the House of Representatives of the United States of America? You talk about the end of an age, the end of an era. She represents the madness of our times. She is the face of madness of our times. Anyway, that's one man's opinion. Democrats break with Pelosi on $3 trillion bill. It happened today. The psychos are voting on another $3 trillion giveaway. And wait till you hear what's in it. I have it right here. But several Democrats have said, well, they're in the swing districts that voted for Trump. You know, the ones who know that they'll get thrown out. Representative Abigail Spanberger, D. Virginia, said, that she's not voting for it. Let's see. Representative Joe Cunningham, Democrat, South Carolina, said he will also vote against the $3 trillion bailout. And so all the House Democrats are in swing districts that Trump won, are now saying they have to vote against it and turn against Shiny Face herself. So what's in the bill that they say the people will reject? How about everything? It's all about illegal aliens. It would mandate mail-in voting during times of national emergencies. Now, mail-in voting. Newsom, of course, did that because that's how he ascended to power, and that's how he maintains his power. Newsom does not represent the state of California. He represents the state of Mexico because the largest number of voters for Gavin Newsom are illegal aliens. The same is true with Governor Meatball Cuomo. Same thing there. The bill that Pelosi is pushing through today guts voter ID requirements, guts witness signature requirements for mail-in voting. Are you listening to this? States would be banned from requiring an ID from a registered voter requesting an absentee ballot. They may as well just deposit them in Mexico City or Guadalajara. They just ought to drop them in by the 101st Airborne and let every Mexican vote in our election. But that's your Democrat Party. That's what you people like. The bill also provides fast-track green cards for immigrant doctors who have coronavirus patients and creates a new block of 12,000 green cards for foreign doctors plus their families. Now, what is that about? I don't know about you, but I have a certain thing about doctors. I come from an America where meaning a doctor had a meaning. They were amongst the smartest people I ever met. In my generation, kids who went to medical school, law school, were very smart. We didn't have people that got in who were not very smart. Now, you had people who went to Mexico to medical school and came back and did the backdoor medical thing. I knew a few kids who could get into U.S. medical schools, and they went to Guadalajara for a few years. One of them became a plastic surgeon. God knows what he did to people over the years. I never kept track of him. But generally, doctors were very smart. I don't know about you. I have a certain bias. If the doctor doesn't speak good English, I leave the room. That's all. I don't say a word. I get up and get out. That's all. It's that simple. The doctor does not speak English well enough for me to understand him. It means he couldn't read the textbooks right. Out of the room I go. Pelosi also is giving fast-track work permits for foreign medical professionals. Listen to this one. Including doctors and nurses who work with victims of China's coronavirus, meaning anyone in China who's working there can come here. I can't make this stuff up. It will grant work permits for foreign nurses, doctors, and scientists who are working on coronavirus care and treatments, another open door. Requires the Department of Homeland, I can't read all of this to you. You're probably aboard already. The bill that Pelosi's pushing right now has a corporate lobbyist bailout. Now, this is the most bizarre one I've ever seen. The Paycheck Protection Program funds that you can't get for your little business will go to 501c6 trade associations, which is the institutional vehicle for corporate lobbyists. So the lobbyists who put this bill together, who should all be deported, put in a little stinger there where they can get a bailout in the bill itself. Well, here's the last thing I found. It gives $10 million to the National Endowment for the Arts. Now, what the hell does the NEA get $10 million for? It gives $10 million to the NEH, to the National Endowment for the Humanities. At a time like this, Pelosi lets the lobbyists write that in, and then she gets $1 million more to the National Science Foundation to study the spread of a coronavirus-related disinformation. Are you listening to any of this rubbish? I'll tell you, you know, you look back at the first stimulus checks that went out. I don't know anyone who got one yet. I know some of you have. I know that many of you have not. People I know who are waiting for them never received a dime. It didn't stop the big guys from getting all the money. They siphoned it off and sucked it out. So this one is going to even be worse. Of course, it will be defeated in the Senate because we have a Republican-controlled Senate, which shows you how important it is to have Republican control of something. At least maybe they'll do something for the people. Now, I realize many of you are having trouble right now getting the show on the stream. We are getting complaints around the clock to Jim that the KSFO stream is down, but it's still available on many, many other streams, Jim, is it not? I mean, many other stations carry the stream. I don't know the names of all the local stations that carry the Savage Nation stream. But if you've missed any of my show today, you can catch it later on the podcast just by downloading the Michael Savage podcast on any of the podcast sites. And the easiest is michaelsavage.com. And you'll catch up to the entire show. And I think it's a pretty good show thus far. Let's take some calls in Tahoe, Lake Tahoe. Lisa, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's your topic? What's on your mind?
My topic is that my salon is 15 minutes away from the border of Nevada, and Governor Grusom will not allow me to open my salon, so my clients now...
Well, why is he keeping Lake Tahoe locked down when you have almost no cases up there, except from transplants running in from San Francisco and Oakland?
The only recourse we have right now is our Professional Beauty Federation of California that has filed a lawsuit against him.
Tell me what you think. Are you a Republican or a Democrat to begin with? I need to kind of figure this out.
I'm a GDI, which I was labeled by people. I'm a goddamn independent.
Oh, good. God bless you. So do you think Newsom has lost any Democrat support because of his gruesome inability to handle this properly and simply becoming a dictator? Do you think any of the Democrats are going to walk away from him?
Like you've said, liberalism is a mental disorder, and a lot of my clients have drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, so you have a shop up in where? South Lake Tahoe or Truckee, where?
I have a shop in South Lake Tahoe, and my clients that are liberals are absolutely wonderful, delightful people, but in terms...
Yeah, they're lost. They're lost. They don't know what the hell they're doing. Do you cut men's hair?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If Howard Stern were to Federal Express his wig, could you clean it up for him? Let me ask you something. Have you ever met a 70-year-old Jewish man who has hair like that anywhere on earth? Is it medically possible as an expert in the hair department? Is it possible for a 70-year-old Jewish man to have a head of hair like that? It's impossible. So what I'm saying is I think we need to start a GoFundMe site to clean Howard Stern's wig and cut it down a bit. And bring him into the modern era. You know, even a bald Howard Stern would be better than the fake one with the fake wig.
I want to know why Governor Grusom's hair looks so good after all these months.
Well, he's blessed with good looks. He's a good-looking man.
Who's cutting his hair?
Well, it's an interesting question. It's illegal to cut hair in California right now, correct?
Yes, and his hair looks gosh darn good.
Yeah, well, it doesn't apply. You know, two legs good, four legs bad. Read Animal Farm. You know where he's coming from. How much do you charge for a man haircut?
$25.
How much would you charge to cut Howard Stern's wig?
I don't cut wigs. And I'm not taking new clients.
No, but what if Howard Stern mailed it in saying, look, I've worn the same fakakta wig for 40 years and it's got bugs in it and I need it cleaned up. Would you touch it?
Well, one thing about our industry is we specialize in sanitation. That's why we are licensed professionals.
When a man wears a wig of that size that Stern wears, do they have a net under it that keeps it on? How do they keep it on? Glue or a net? What do they use?
I don't know because I don't deal in wigs. I deal with human hair.
Well, he wigged out a long time ago. Howard Stern is exactly the type that brought fascism to power in Germany of the 1920s. The filthy mouth, the degeneracy, the low mentality, the fakeness of him, and the constant insults of Americans is exactly what went on in Germany before Hitler came to power. This is the nightmare of the Howard Stern and Larry David types. Thank you for calling. I'll be right back.
The Savage Nation. It's savage, uncut, unfiltered, and raw.
We're seeing on Fox News, even as I speak, one of the new scare tactics of the entire story, which is the child's disease now that they're saying is related to COVID-19. As a trained scientist, I'm saying, wait a minute. What is this in children? How do we know it's related to SARS-CoV-2? We don't know. And the first thing any good reporter would ask is, before you get up here and say, as an expert, that this disease in children is related to SARS-CoV epidemic, can you please tell us what the microbe is that is found in all of these sick children? I haven't seen that anywhere. We're still looking for it. I don't see any evidence that it's related to SARS-CoV. And yet we're being told that it is related to it and that the children get a cytokine storm resembling that of macrophage activation seen in viral-induced hemophagocytic diseases. And they say Kawasaki disease is related to this. But how do we know that this is related to COVID-19, the one we're seeing in children? I don't see any evidence that it is. So why are they jumping to that conclusion? Probably because there's plenty of research funding for it. Now, look, if the studies that emerge show us that the children diseases that we're seeing are caused by or related to the same exact pathogen as a SARS-CoV infection, I'll say, fine, we know what it is. But I don't see it. So far, I see no evidence that it is. I'm looking through the literature. I don't see any evidence in any of the studies that it has the same exact virus that causes the SARS-CoV-2. So why are they jumping to conclusions and saying that this thing in children, the severe Kawasaki-like disease, is related to SARS-CoV-2? Why are they saying it? Because there's money for one and not money for the other. That's all. Alan in Ohio, line four, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Savage. I'd like to tell you why this 70-year-old who just fought his way through the worst nightmare of corona has had a revelation. This country is no longer worth fighting for. I laid down on the floor for 5 days, virtually unable to move, and saw what's been going on with talk radio on late night, and I realized this country has just gone to the dogs. We take everything that the productive make and give it to the weak, the poor, the sick, the sorry. We take druggies and we spend good money so they can go to rehab. And go.
Can you imagine San Francisco taking filthy, disgusting, degenerate street bums called homeless and putting them in hotels and providing them with a maid service in their hotel rooms and delivering alcohol and marijuana into the hotels for the bums? Can you imagine this?
That's the whole point, Dr. Savage. I feel like Alice has gone down the hole, and I'm in Wonderland.
You survived the disease? You were sick?
Barely. I could have called for help, but no way. I said, I either live or die.
You took nothing? What did you take during the illness?
Nothing. For 5 days, I laid there and couldn't move. The only thing that finally got me crawling across the floor, I've got three dogs who are getting hungry. And even though I don't mind being their last meal after I die, I didn't want to do it before I die.
Oh, that's funny. Well, you know, you're a tough guy. And listen, the darkness that you're seeing will lift. It is typical after an illness to have a depression. Things will look different to you in a few weeks. Take a ton of vitamin C powder, please, and some zinc, please, and vitamin A.
The Westwood One Podcast Network.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Fans of the spoken word, welcome. This is a podcast. Greetings, pod recipients. You are entering the Savage Nation. Read the book, see the movie. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
Today we've been talking about my dog Teddy's phantom chestnuts and America's phantom budget, America's phantom constitution, America's phantom police, America's phantom bill of rights, America's phantom media, America's phantom Democrat candidate. And then we went on to what Pelosi is trying to pull today with her second round of coronavirus stimulus checks. And Trump saying he would mobilize the military to distribute coronavirus vaccine when it is ready. Makes me very, very nervous to hear about that. We're learning also that the White House opens the door to bailing out states despite opposition from conservative groups and some GOP lawmakers. You can count me amongst those who oppose bailing out states. In fact, I will tell you off the record, or it's actually on the record since it's a public show. I called a high place contact yesterday in the White House, and I said, you can't do this. You're going to lose your base if you do this. You can't bail out states that hate the president. You can't give governors like Cuomo and Newsom bailout money, who then say to counties that defy them on the lockdowns, we're going to deny it to you. I said the president needs to sign an executive order taking control of these funds and taking it away from these left-wing governors who are only going to use it against him. But, you know, it fell on deaf ears. To give you an example of how psychotic some of these left-wing Democrats are, in Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, who is probably the poster girl for fascism, said yesterday that the state police are monitoring all the conversations of Capitol protesters. Not a word from the ACLU, not a word from the left wing in the country, not one word about this phantom constitution that we still have in the United States of America. At the end of the hour, I talked about this big hype about the media now, Fox News included, saying that the children that are showing symptoms of Kawasaki disease, it's related to the SARS-CoV-2 epidemic. Now, I do not know if it is. That's what I'm asking. I don't see any evidence that the same virus that is causing the epidemic that we're seeing here in America and around the world is related to the Kawasaki-like disease in the children. Why are they saying it is? I don't know. Luckily, we have a pediatric doctor calling us from Louisiana. Dr. Z, welcome to the program. Is it related to SARS-CoV-2?
Michael, good guesses. Who knows? Let me just tell you. Kawasaki, mucocutaneous lymph node syndrome. It's been around, I've been practicing 30 years. Every year we get a couple of them. The reason I called you, do you want to know the symptoms? Usually, mucous membrane, that's your mouth, your eyes get a little red, your skin may peel, you get a sunburn rash, you get lymph nodes. Okay, the reason I wanted to call you, this is fascinating, and just information to pass on. Early studies, I'm talking 20 years ago, related this to families who had recently cleaned their carpets and been sprayed.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all. Right. Carpet cleaning is a very, very toxic experience, especially for pets and children.
That's right. So they thought it might...
And so what, they're saying that the self-limiting vasculitis, they're jumping to the conclusion that it's caused by COVID-19. What's the evidence?
Yeah. There is even an episode from years ago on that TV show ER where George Clooney and Dr. Green have a mucocutaneous lymph node in the ER. So this thing's been around for a long time. We usually will treat it with IV immunoglobulin and some steroids. But this is a serious illness because it also attacks the coronary arteries. That's the big thing in the kids. So you always got to make sure that they get ultrasounds. And then they go on some...
So as an experienced pediatrician, I guess what you're saying, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, that there is no direct evidence that it's caused by the same virus that's causing the epidemic.
I like your research.
Okay, I feel the same way. But that's what I'm saying. Why are they rushing to it's related that kids are getting COVID-like illness? I just saw that on Fox News. I said, wait a minute, there's no evidence to that yet. Maybe it's true, but I don't know where the evidence is. So, doctor, I thank you so much for calling.
Right on.
Where do you live? Where do you live, in New Orleans?
Well, no, I'm in North Louisiana. It's the land before time where Duck Dynasty is.
But you live in the real Louisiana.
Yeah. A Southern girl caught my heart there. I'm an old Philly boy.
Oh, and you got pulled down. You got pulled down to the swamp, huh?
She called me baby.
So you're stuck out there in the swamps, married to your sweetheart. Are you glad? I'm sure you're glad you did it, right?
Oh, I got my conceal and carry. I'm a happy Yankee down here in the South.
So, doctor, come on. As an expert in these things, I want to ask a kind of absurd question, but I really am curious.
Sure.
Have you ever met in all your years of practice a 70-year-old Jewish man who has hair like Howard Stern?
Not real.
So why does that schmuck walk around with a wig like that? Does he actually think people find them attractive? What is wrong with these people? And why does he think it's his place to attack President Trump and all his supporters the way he did, that low-life bum? What does he think he's going to gain by that? What is SiriusXM going to benefit from that?
I turned him off. I used to like him, but when he calls me, he hates me because I voted for the man. You know, Michael, one of the things that you've said and I love is you said, forget all the quirks that Trump's doing. Think about what he's done. Who else could get ventilators to people who hate him? Who could make office?
No, I agree with you. All I ask people is to consider who could have done better. I don't know of a politician who could have done better than Donald Trump during this epidemic. He did not cause it, and yet these psychopaths are blaming him for it.
Have you seen one Dem state start making masks led by the Dems? Have one Dem, do you ever see any of them going, nah, it's all the...
Well, we don't need masks in San Francisco. We need boots in San Francisco to keep the feces off our feet. It's like, I've gone to San Francisco not with a flower in my hair, but with galoshes in my trunk. Thank you for the call, doctor. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Hey,
very much. Thank you very much. It's nice to see, a show gets so many different kind of listeners, and you get them from all over. I never had a caller yet from the Bayou. Jim, you have relatives down there, don't you? Jim's shaking it. He knows the area. Where is that area that he mentioned up there? That's like with stuff hanging off trees in the swamp, that kind of thing. Like you go in those swamps, you never come out if you're from New York. They never see you. They find your T-shirt in a crocodile's mouth. I've always been fascinated by that lady. You listen to people from that area. They sound very much, in New Orleans, they sound like they're from New York. They have a New York accent. That's a strange thing. There's another strange phenomenon about regional accents in America that I noticed for many years. The real San Franciscans, especially the Irish, from out in the avenues, sound like they're from New York. Would you believe it? And they're not. They were born here. It's amazing to me how the New York accent, which I, of course, exemplify, is also heard in New Orleans in areas. It's also heard in San Francisco amongst the real San Franciscans. It's quite interesting what regional accents are. It's off the topic, I realize. What would you like me to talk about? Look, it's Open Mic to Mike Friday, and I have given you the hard news. I can give you the soft news. So I got some nice sound I haven't yet played that I should get to. And I also got all the stories that we haven't touched yet on the Savage Nation. I could scare you with the vaccine still, with the government saying the military is going to give it out. It's really terrifying to hear this. But on the other side, what do we have? We have Biden, who gets everything mixed up. Here is your candidate, the phantom Democrat candidate, Joe Biden, in clip 8. Listen to this.
We're in the middle of a pandemic that had cost us more than 85,000 jobs as of today. Lives of millions of jobs, and we're in a position where, we just got new unemployment insurance this morning. Numbers, 36.5 million claims since this crisis began.
He could use a sinusitis job. I mean, somebody ought to send him some Flonase or something. He's a little, what's he? He's living in the basement of his wife's house up there in Maryland. So he said the pandemic that's cost us more than 85,000 jobs. I think he meant 85,000 deaths. He got a little sublunged, as they would say in Brooklyn. Not to be outdone. Remember Nadler the Blimp, the guy who had 150 pounds of his body removed through gastric surgery? And I said they removed the best 150 pounds of him. Here is the schmuck, Jerry Nadler, the night school lawyer, who is probably the epitome of everything bad with the legal profession in clip 9. Listen to this, Schmendrick.
We have the capability to safely and compassionately process migrants, including women and children, and to ensure that individuals appear for scheduled hearing. Instead of indiscriminately detaining immigrants, ICE could
Get him away from me. He's a type of lawyer fixer I knew in Queens. Everyone in every family had someone like a Nadler. If you wanted a traffic ticket fixed, you went to a Nadler. If you need a little extra money and you were really a goniff, you did a slip and fall in the winter somewhere outside someone's store, you went to a Nadler. That's who the Nadler is. So we don't take him very seriously. But not to be outdone on the Democrat socialist side, and I haven't played her in a while, but I thought for comic relief we would play her now. There's Occasional Cortex. You call her occasional, whatever. I don't know her real name, but to me her real name is Occasional Cortex because she shows about a 40% operational brain. Listen to her now in clip 10, this left-wing fanatic.
We are long past the time to guarantee health care in the United States. That's level one. Because when we get to a point where we're struggling to afford a meal or when we're struggling...
You're struggling to avoid a meal?
To feel economic
with your $3,000 shoes?
Security. It's because all of these things are chipping away at us. It's health care. It's student loans. It's rent.
Get out the violins for the spoiled brat. Shut up.
Living.
Get the spoiled brat off my show. The spoiled brat. She grew up in an architect's home in Westchester, makes believe she's down with the people. Never forget that Occasional Cortex won by only 5,000 votes in, of all places, Corona, Queens. Do you know that she ran in that district? In coronavirus, Corona, Queens, Occasional Cortex. You connect the dots.
The Savage Nation. It's Savage on demand.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Say that what the president is saying about China is interesting. It's an interesting diversion. Right now, our focus should be on meeting the needs of the American people. I've even said putting aside how we got here in our own country, because we should be using our energy on how we go forward than making judgments about what his administration did or didn't.
All right, turn it on. Just the politician talking. I don't understand how anyone finds this woman any interest, of any interest, any entertainment. Okay, so you don't want to hold China accountable for the coronavirus pandemic? I do. So what do you do about it? You don't go to war. You demand reparations. I did a podcast on this, I think, 7 weeks ago. I asked, should China pay reparations for the release of the Wuhan virus? I assume it was by accident. I don't know if it was. And my logic would dictate they would never release it on purpose because their own people suffered from it and their own factories shut down. So it doesn't make sense to me that they cripple their own economy. The conspiracy theorists would say, well, they're so much bigger, they can take it, we can't. I don't believe it. So I believe that they were working on a biowarfare agent, and it escaped the lab, and that's how this spread around the world. And I've said also, to be fair, most advanced nations on Earth work on biowarfare agents. I've known it since I went to graduate school. I think I was told, I was offered, rather, a position. I rejected it immediately. After I got my graduate degree, to take a job at Fort Detrick, Maryland. I didn't want to work on biowarfare agents. Who would want to work on something like that? But people do. So every advanced nation has biowarfare agents. And we should demand reparations. It's very simple. What do we owe them, $1 trillion or something like that? And or they're holding $1 trillion of our bonds or whatever. There's an easy way to do it. Write off their debt. You write it off and say that's it. We're even now, and that's the end of that story. Okay, there'll be repercussions. I get it. Now, coming to dictatorships again in America, we go to Los Angeles, where the left-wing mayor says the city will be closed down until further notice. You know that this means that Hollywood is destroyed forever? I don't think people understand what Newsom and Garcetti are doing to the state, let alone the nation. By continuing this draconian shutdown in the state of California in particular, which is the world's fifth largest economy, they have killed entire industries, which would include Hollywood. Now, Hollywood's about 99.9% liberal. They will never, ever come back to the level that you saw them at prior to this epidemic. But to keep them shut down like this, when it could be reopened and movies could be made again with reasonable precautions, this is not wise science. This is simply stupid power madness. And I don't think you have to be Einstein to understand that this has little to do with science and everything to do with an autocracy. Phone number here is 855-407-2821. Last call at this moment. Adam in Stockton, California. Welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind, Adam?
Hey, Dr. Savage. I just it's such an honor to call you. I've been listening to you since I was a kid.
Oh, great. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to hear people who grew up listening to me.
Well, Dr. Savage, I got to tell you, I got to issue you an apology. When I was a kid, to be honest with you, being 8 years old in the car with my old man, he's a fireman, hearing you rail about China and, you know, the Clintons, I thought to myself, well, this guy just shut up.
You thought I was crazy and nuts. I get it.
I thought you were crazy. Now I'm 30 years old. I'm a former Marine combat vet. I had to move out of the Bay Area with my wife and my kid because I couldn't even afford the place I grew up because of the liberals. And Dr. Savage, I just want to say you were right all along. We're big fans.
Come on, who doesn't want to hear they're right all along, especially from a guy like you who fought for this nation, right?
Yeah. You know,
now, I see that you called about my accent, something to do with the accent as well.
Yeah. The Irish in the city. My grandma, used to live in the South Market area. It's called a South Market accent. You talk like you're from Brooklyn.
Is it? How the hell did the Irish in San Francisco wind up with a New York accent? It bewilders me. I don't understand it, but I'll look into it. Again, hey, thank you for growing up on the Savage Nation, and thank you for that great call. It will make my night, I guarantee you. I'll be back in a minute right here on the Savage Nation.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
It is the Savage Nation. So, it's a weird day out there. Trump gave a speech on using the military to distribute a vaccine. We don't know whether it's mandatory yet. But as I said at the beginning of the show, it's irrelevant whether the vaccine will or will not be mandatory from a federal point of view, because state governors, like those who are locking states down when they don't have to, will tell you that if you don't have a vaccine, you can't do this, you can't get a haircut, you can't go to a restaurant. Maybe they'll set up checkpoints. After all, their friends in the old East Germany might be a good model for Governor Cuomo to set up the state troopers. The New York state troopers have nothing to do. They could put them on the New York State Thruway and stop you and see if you have a vaccine card. That would be a good usage of their time. And today, during the White House speech, President Trump donated ventilators to India. Now, that's an interesting story. Remember the panic over ventilators in the beginning? We didn't have enough ventilators. People were going to die in the hospital hallways. We have so many ventilators that we're giving them away to India right now. And no one noticed that. So Trump wore no mask during the speech. And behind him were the two idiots. Dr. Fugazi had a double mask on. He's really protecting himself. He had an under and an over. Looks like he's wearing panties underneath an N95. I don't know what the double is for. And behind him is Dr. Brix, who looks like she's quite familiar with masks on her face. She seems to be enjoying them quite. She seems to be enjoying wearing that mask. I'm looking. There's a smirk on her face. The president, though, refuses to wear a mask. That's very interesting. I don't know what. I guess what? Is it a vanity thing? What's wrong with wearing a mask if you're the president? Are you putting out a message, wear masks? So wear a mask. But you can't give a speech if you're wearing a mask. If I go to a supermarket, even to buy stuff in a supermarket, I have to take a mask off. The fish man says, which fish do you want? So if I mumble, he says, what'd you say? No, I said, give me a seabass. He said, what did you say? I said, give me a seabass. So I have to lift the mask up and say, give me the seabass. Then put the mask down. What the hell is the point of the mask? You know, when you think about it, give me a seabass. I would like the Petrolli sole. I would like the Petrolli sole. What did you say? Petrolli sole or the seabass? I don't want the Petrolli sole. No one can understand you. And then there's the issue of inhaling carbon dioxide from the mask. I was the first to make a note of it on this show, especially people who are older. Do you realize how many people are probably having illnesses from inhaling their own foul breath, let alone the carbon dioxide? But the halitosis itself can knock out some of the old people. Anyway, these are some of the news, views, and reviews banging around the nation today. If you missed any of it, I'm sorry to tell you, you can still hear all of it. You can still hear all of it on my podcast coming up within an hour on your favorite podcast platform.
The Westwood One Podcast Network.